When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shagmired Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really well, how are you?
I'm dead happy. I'll tell you why I'm dead happy, first of all, because when I was setting up all these mics earlier on, I haven't told you this,
right.
The scaffolding outside of our house, because we're going to get the chimneys fixed, right? On the scaffolding, there was a little blue tit, and I sat and looked at it for a bit, and it looked at me, and I felt like I had a moment, and it made us really happy, and I think I might be a Disney princess. So
that was a lot to take in, if I'm honest. Are you sure it was a blue tit?
I think so.
Do you know what a blue tit looks like?
Yellow, tummy, blue, everything else. White.
Was it really?
Head.
Around here?
Yeah.
Around these parts?
Why being bird racist?
I'm not. Well, I know.
Send them back to where they came from.
I only know about three birds.
Right.
We were watching.
Whoa. You know three birds and you immediately questioned me on my bird knowledge.
Because I think blue. I just haven't seen. I don't see blue tits very often.
Right.
Here's something. So me and Robin have started watching Planet Earth. I'm extremely late to the year.
We've seen Planet Earth before, but you've been watching. Yeah.
All right. Well, I didn't recognize it.
Yeah.
They were in, not in England.
Yeah.
Filming, possibly it's somewhere cold because it was climate changing.
Sorry, can I just interrupt you and say if Planet Earth was exclusively filmed in England, it would be the worst fucking show in the world.
Imagine.
And here's a blue tit, or it might not be. You don't normally get them.
A swallow.
Here is a dead rabbit on a road. And there's a pheasant. Oh, that's just been killed as well. And there's a worm. Good night, everyone.
Well, they were in a country that I can't remember. But there was loads of black, coloured birds. They were exotic birds. I didn't know what they were called.
All right, okay.
But Robin was adamant they were crows.
Right.
And I didn't correct him.
Right. But the black?
Yeah.
But you
they
said
weren't crows.
Right.
I don't think crows live in the Antarctic. That's all I'm saying. But the problem is... this goes on to a bigger problem, Chris.
You know, the bigger problem here is this will be a much better conversation if you remembered the fucking country or remembered what kind of bird it was.
No, but all I'm saying is, the problem is, I think our child is going to be a lot cleverer than us.
He already is.
So yeah. I just went along with the fact that there were crows.
Right.
So he now thinks that crows live in the Antarctic.
Well, if he's anything like you, he'll forget he's fucking watched
it
anyway.
I hope so.
Great. Right, well, that was good.
What I'm saying is, what's going to happen in years to come when he's like, oh, mother, father, what is it? And I'm just going to go, that's a crow.
Google. That's a crow.
To everything. There's a reptile, mummy. It lives in Africa. What's it called? It's a crow, sir. It's an exotic looking crow.
Mum, I've got my homework for food technology. I've got to make, it's not a flan. It's like a flan. It's round. It's a crow, son.
A crow.
That is a crow.
As the crow flies.
That is a crow. Everything's a crow. Mm. What happened to Mummy? All she could say was crow for the rest of her life.
And is it as the crow flies?
Yes.
Is it?
As the crow flies, yeah. Mm. And it means like if it go in a straight line, I think.
Yeah, no, because of school catchment areas. They use that saying.
As the crow flies.
As the crow flies.
Right.
It's the nearest one.
That is what it means,
isn't
it? So, like, if basically, like...
I don't know.
I can only do it in terms of gigs. Now, there's a gig in Aberystwyth Uni. There's in venue in Aberystwyth, which is right on the coast of Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fucking nightmare to get to. Even
is
when
it?
I lived in Manchester, it was still a bastard to get to. Mm. And it's because the road essentially just goes... you basically zigzag your way there.
Right.
Now, as the crow flies, you could get there... pretty quick.
Yeah, 10
but
minutes.
It's a fucking nightmare to get there because the roads are crazy.
Well, that's what it means.
Sorry, not 10 minutes.
No, honestly.
Just need to correct that.
As the crow flies,
I just need to correct that.
10 minutes flat.
As the crow flies doesn't mean that everything's 10 minutes away.
In a car, 5 hours.
Crows are fast as fuck. Just so you know, by the way. Just so you know.
I don't actually like crows as it goes.
I can't get into this. Sorry. I don't like crows as it goes.
Do you like crows? They're not a very nice animal. They have not been depicted well.
They're really clever. Yeah, they can, I read a thing recently where they can recognise humans. They can recognise and remember certain humans.
Shut up.
Yeah. So
they're going to know I've said that.
Tell you what, love. They don't like you either. Specifically you.
I'm going to wake up and take the band to school tomorrow and there's just going to be... a family of crows.
Do you know what a family of crows is called? Do you know what a collection of crows is called?
A murder.
A murder.
Shut up, I remember stuff.
Am I right? Yeah.
Right. The only reason I remember that is because crows freak me out and I always thought murder, they would murder someone.
Right.
So that's right.
But yeah, it's definitely not how they got that name. Anyway, guys.
Why did they get that name? Oh, God. Come on. That's interesting. Why are they called... a murder. There's been a murder.
You can Google it while we do the jungle.
Am I actually?
When we do the jungle.
Are you going in the jungle?
No fucking chance. Guys, it is episode 141. As always, thank you so much for listening. And you know what? Thank you for sticking with it.
I wouldn't.
That crow patter was fucking chronic, guys.
Okay. Geez, no.
Googled it.
What is a murder of crows? The origin of the term murder means a flock of crows has much to do with the scavenging nature of this and other corvids.
Right.
Corvids. That's how people used to say COVID, remember?
Really? Corvid.
Historically, the presence of the gallows and slaughter on the battlefields would have provided rich pickings. Right. So, that's where it came from. Back in the war, all the crows ate the dead bodies.
During the war. Yeah, okay.
All the crows. I'm sorry, listen. We've won you back because that's interesting.
That is actually a really good fact. I'll give you that. I knew the watchwats.
So they're eating all of our dead soldiers.
Yes.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Horrible.
They recognise each one. They go, remember him?
Oh, he was tasty.
I love his eyes.
Oh, Jeff, eh?
I remember seeing him this morning thinking, I'll have your eyes later.
Oh.
Fucking lush.
really grim. I hope we lose. I'm starving. Oh, that's... bad.
Bloody Judas. Should be called a Judas of crows. Want everyone to lose so they can eat them. Now listen, without further ado, guys, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor, and I saw one yesterday, this week's sponsor is people who drive around looking terrified of the fact that they're driving.
You're
at a junction and you're waiting there and someone goes past and they look like... they look like they've just woke up and they're behind the wheel of a car. They're like...
and their seat is so close to the steering wheel.
Right far forward, they're holding the wheel. They look like... You would think that someone was in the back with a gun to their head.
Maybe they are.
They are constantly shitting their pants. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the police should be able to pull you over and go, do you know why I pulled you over? No, officer, what's wrong? You look like you were shitting your pants. You look like...
you're going to cause an accident, love.
You look like you're just sort of, you know, you look like you've done a Tom Hanks in Big and you're actually 8 years old, but you're somehow driving a car.
Yeah.
God, they look so scared. I can't get me around people who just look so scared when they drive.
I'm of that ilk of, I don't like the big roads. Give me your license back. Because you shouldn't have been allowed to drive. A road is a road. If you don't like the big roads, you shouldn't be allowed to drive because you're ruining it for everybody else. Put your license in there, sir. Thank you very much. Go and buy a bike.
I had a hand open, not a vagina. Put your license in there, sir. It was a hand. Everyone, just so you know.
Why do you think I said my vagina? That's disgusting.
That's the kind of thing you'd say.
Put your license up my vag?
Yeah.
Get your head out the gutter. Get your head out my vag. Are you so obsessed? Obsessed much? Is this because I turned you down the other day for sex?
You did turn us down the other day. Actually, we'll talk about that later. There's going to be hell on!
Yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Murder? Nah, not really. I can't believe you even brought it up.
Oh, sorry, I'm a bit embarrassed now.
Well,
it's because I had my lipstick on. I couldn't be asked.
Again, on our mouth.
Things are going a bit south in the bedroom for us, so I've started actually applying lipstick to my vagina. Just to...
tell you what.
To lighten the mood.
I'll tell you right now, you kind of polish a turd.
Right, here's the jingle.
It looks like a dog got in the makeup drawer.
Aww.
Bad lad. Have you been eating my... you bad lad.
Oh, you stopped... is that you still talking about my vagina?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's not. It's weird when we talk about sex, us two. I think people think that we're like the mom and dad and we don't have sex.
Okay.
But we do sometimes.
Now and then. Very rarely. Jingle time.
We had a fight about the jingle. jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Lovely to have you back, as always.
Lovely, lovely to be back. Lovely to be back.
It is, isn't it?
Because what people won't realise in that couple of seconds that the jingle was on is that we have been away from the studio for what seems like an eternity while Rosie went downstairs and talked to Sandra about fucking wallpaper and sofas.
I haven't seen my mum for 3 days.
See her on your own time, love. See her on your own time. Because I've just stood down there like a spare part, like a child waiting for their parents in Barker and Stonehouse. It was painful. 3 times I had to say, come on, go and do a podcast, please.
And you came back up
and you forgot the beef that you were going to have with us.
I've remembered it now.
Well, we're back on track.
Maybe another one, actually.
Oh, great. Listen, look, it's all good. If you're listening to this on Friday as it comes out, it's obviously the greatest day of the year. It's bonfire night. Greatest day of the year. Hey, are you a cat or a dog? They fucking hate it. Hey, are you a normal human being? We fucking hate it as well.
Do you know what I've just thought?
Pointless. What?
This is our first year in the countryside bonfire night.
I thought this the idea.
We will not hear anything.
We will not hear a firework.
Oh my word.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
This is brilliant.
I've said it before and I've said it again. I don't want to go over it again, but I just find it really strange that for one part of the year, we all sell explosives to people as long as they're over 18.
Well, do you know what, right? Can I just say, I wouldn't be that annoyed with it if it just happened on that one day. But it's where we live, it's flipping 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after.
Yeah, yeah.
And you just go, can you keep it to the day, please? So we all know what's going on.
Yeah. Although, do you know what it is?
Flipping loads of them going on.
I do find cool on bonfire night when sometimes you'll just be walking along the street and a stick with a rocket on just falls to the floor and you go, oh, that was in the sky.
Find that quite cool.
Yeah, it's really light wood. It doesn't hurt. They just fall. Sometimes they fall down.
And what? From when? From days ago?
No, from the exploded moments before and being blown through the air.
That's really dangerous.
Rosie, they come back down. What do you think happens?
Are they still hot?
Well,
what's happening? This has never ever happened to anybody.
Did you not know this? Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know when you put the stick in the ground?
Yes.
It's got a little rocket on, you light it.
Okay, yeah. I've never lit a firework.
The stick sometimes goes up with it.
Right.
The stick doesn't stay, the stick goes up with it and then it has to come back down.
Oh, okay. Could it kill somebody?
I want to say no, because it's really light wood.
But a penny from the top of the Empire State Building would go through you like a bullet.
I honestly think that's bollocks as well.
Do you? I don't. It's true.
I don't think it's true.
Don't be ruining the stains of a lifetime.
Don't they say that if you threw a penny in it landed the right way, it would go all the way through someone's head and come out their arse?
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
From
the Empire State Building, though.
From the Empire
State
Building.
Nowhere else.
Yeah.
No, just the Empire
Even a taller State building doesn't work. Burj Khalifa, too high, doesn't work. Gotta be the Empire
State
Building.
It would disintegrate by the time it got to the floor.
Fuck's sake. Ah, gobbledygook.
I didn't go to the Empire State Building in New York. I went to the top of the Rock, the Rockefeller. I think it was cheaper.
I got a photo of the top of the Rock, yeah.
Is it cheaper?
Nice. Rockefeller's got a better view. You can see Central Park and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said you can see the Empire State Building from the Rockefeller. So I was like, all right, well, that's nice.
Got you. Mm. Okay. Yeah. You're scared of heights, so you don't like it.
Oh, I didn't go up the top. No.
Right. So what did you do? You just went in?
No, there's like 3 different floors at the top. I went to the bottom one.
Brilliant. Did you go
My
outside?
Boyfriend at the time, no.
No?
No.
Good. Did you have a nice day, did you?
Oh, shit.
Absolute shit. You could have been anywhere. You could have been in the metro centre.
I went in a lift for 10 minutes. Utter bollocks. That's my worst nightmare. That is my worst nightmare. Even you just mentioning the Burj Khalifa then reminded me of my friends who live in Dubai who've like been up the top and now I want to be sick.
Yeah.
I hate heights.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty... I do like the views and stuff, but I understand where the fear comes from. I was a bit, when I went to the top of the Empire State Building, I was slightly nervous. Mm-hmm. I always think even, when I get to the top
of the Empire State Building as well?
Yeah, yeah.
As the Rockefeller?
As well as the Rockefeller. Mm. Oh, me and my mate did them all.
Whoa!
We did. We were fucking exhausted by the end of that holiday. We did everything you could possibly do.
Proper tourist.
Hungover as fuck. Yeah, all the stuff.
Well, didn't you win? You won a competition.
I won a stand-up comedy competition. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To go to New York.
People might not know this, actually.
Have we not talked about this?
Galaxy Radio, I want to stand up comedy competition to go to New York.
I also won a competition on Galaxy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I won a PS, what are they called? Nintendo DS. I sell it.
You sold it.
I sold it, yeah.
Oh, what a scumbag.
120
you
quid.
Are. What a scumbag you are. Fantastic.
I was dead chuffed.
Yeah.
I've never won it. I've never ever won anything. And I was at work in Sunderland.
Yeah. What did you have to do to win?
You just had to call in.
Right. I was one of them.
They were opening, there was a new game store opening in Sunderland.
Right.
No game, the shop.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were giving away Nintendo DSs. And I was sat at work listening to the radio. And I was like, fuck this, I'm going to enter.
So you phoned for a Nintendo DS that you didn't even want?
I just wanted to win. But then
I just wanted to feel special, Chris. I'd been to New York. I hadn't seen anything. I'd stood inside lifts for 3 days.
Then I got said Nintendo DS, and I went, I don't like games.
You know what ones? You know what ones I always find weird? The ones where you've got to you sort of give them your details, and then they ring you, and you've got to say a thing when you pick the phone up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stressful that.
And like, people always go like, "Hello," and they're like, "Oh, you were supposed to say I listened to Tony Horn in the Morning, the greatest metro station in the world." Oh, fuck. Oh, jeez, ring us again. Sorry, Hardline's next caller. And then they're just fucking raging for the rest of the week.
But the thing, how long do you do that for? Imagine if a fortnight you're like, "Hello, Tony Horn in the Morning."
That's the thing, though. It used to be, like, I remember it was on the radio once, right? Mm-hmm. It was Tony Horn in the Morning.
That's old school Northeast radio.
Yeah, Tony Horn in the Morning, right? Mm-hmm. So Tony Horn in the Morning was on. And I remember we were listening to it, and he was like, "I'm going to ring someone," and our house phone started ringing. And my mum was like, "Oh, answering it," and I was like, "Oh," and I picked up, and I was like, and I didn't say it. And then I heard my dad on the other end talking, and I was like, "Oh," so my dad had went to work early, and then he was phoning up from work, mm-hmm. and I like heard him. I went, "Oh, hello," and my mum was like, "No," and I went, "Oh, it's dad," and I put the phone down, and I went, "Have you signed up to the thing?" And she went, "No," and I went, "Well, why would they ring us?" And she went, "What do you mean?" I went, you've got to give me a number. And then she went, "All right." So for fucking weeks, every time someone rang in the morning, she's picking up going, "I listen to Tony on in the morning." She doesn't even put her fucking details in the map, bitch.
Oh, Anne. God love you. Honestly.
Idiot. Absolute idiot.
Mm. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, got a couple of things I want to run by you.
Yeah.
A couple of things I want to talk to you about, get your opinion on.
Okay. Oh, I love giving my opinion. Because obviously. Is fun.
Wow. I feel like you've won another DS.
I'm an opinionated little motherfucker.
I feel like you've won another DS, do you? Obviously, I'm on tour at the minute, and so stuff's going on that you're not aware of, because I'm out being my own man for a bit. Here I go again.
On my own.
So, yesterday.
Down the only road I've ever known.
Yesterday I was in a shop. I got talking to someone who was like, "Oh, are you Chris Ramsey?" And I was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Yeah, I'm a big fan." And she was dead, dead lovely. We were chatting away. When she left the shop, she said, "Merry Christmas."
What?
Yeah.
To
we're
who?
Talking the
to
third.
You?
Yeah, to me. She went, "Bye, Chris. Merry Christmas."
It's the 1st of November.
It was the 3rd of November when she said it.
What day is it today? It's only the 2nd of
January. Oh, so yeah. It was the 1st of November. She said to me, while leaving a shop, on the 1st of November, "Merry Christmas."
I hate her.
And wow.
Why? Why would
I mean, she's a fan of you. She listens to the podcast.
Oh,
but yeah.
Well, okay. Sorry. I don't know you personally, but why are you saying Merry Christmas? Was she nervous?
That might. I'm thinking maybe she walked out and went, "What the fuck did I say that for?
Why did I say Merry Christmas?"
Because I just went, she went, so you say it to me, say it.
What am I saying?
You be her. This is
all
what
right,
happened.
Bye, Chris. Merry Christmas.
Okay. That's all I said. I went, okay. I don't know what to say to that on the 1st of November.
Should have been better off saying Happy Bonfire Night.
I'd have probably been fucking fuming.
Or Happy Halloween.
It's close
to Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, Happy Halloween had happened. Or Happy New Year for January just gone. She hadn't seen us, to be fair.
No. Do you know what? I honestly love Christmas, but December.
Yeah.
Stop it.
1st of December, get it on the go.
Stop it.
Okay, then. There's that dealt with.
But only because we've got kids.
Yeah.
If I didn't have kids, I would probably be more up for it in November.
Yeah,
but if we put our tree up early, Chris.
Yeah, we went past again on the tour. We went past someone's house the other day, and they had all the Christmas decorations up. And my driver Paul just said, "They're poor children."
Yeah,
he was like, "It's like that is like torture."
It is.
Like when
is.
Santa coming soon? What do you mean by soon? Oh, I mean like
months
in a sixth of the year.
Yeah, no, it's not fair on them. It's not fair. I always go up like the 10th. To 12th, like that sort of weekend, I think.
That's
it is.
One. Well, there you go.
No,
there's the rules
ask
according
day.
To Rosie. The rules.
Well, it's not. You can put it up when you want, but I don't think it's fair on kids.
Yeah. But they might not have kids. They might just live on their own. They might just love Christmas. They might
put it up in September then. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Well, there you gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Something else I want to run past you, Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine recently told me something that as soon as they said it, I went, can I write this down for the podcast? Because I feel like Rosie might like to chat about this.
Right. Oh.
So he was talking to his mate at work.
Uh-huh.
And his mate at work said...
So this is men?
Yeah.
Two men. Right.
Two men. And he was talking to his mate at work.
Yeah.
His mate at work said he was a little bit hungover because him and his girlfriend last night had went out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, well, out till 4 a.m.
Right.
Or 3 a.m. or something. He went, where on earth were you on 3 a.m. on a Monday night?
Mm.
Where were you until 3 a.m?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know where him and his girlfriend went?
Strip club.
Yes.
Mm. On a Monday?
As a couple.
Mm.
What's your opinion on that?
I mean... I don't know. Because there's quite a lot of people do that.
Apparently it's a thing. I Googled it.
Apparently it's a thing. It is a thing. Just because we don't do it, does it mean that it's wrong? I don't... it's not wrong.
I don't know who's looking away. I don't know who's enjoying it the most. I don't know who... I don't know at what point you're supposed to be content. I don't understand.
Do they both want... See, this is the thing, right? If they both want to be there and they're both enjoying it, then I get it. But if only one of them wants to be there and the other one's like, why the fuck are we here?
She's
again?
Just on her phone.
Yeah, then you'd be... I'd think, well, why am I here? I don't know. There's a lot of people do that. So who knows?
Okay.
But 3 o'clock in the morning on a Monday.
They also got... couples lap dances.
So they got a lap dance
so
together?
They didn't just sit there.
Oh, well,
they
then
got couples lap
well
dances.
Then they're both enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then there you go.
Really?
Live life, live love.
Jesus.
Love, life, live strip.
Get that on your wall. You're not going to have much fucking room. Right? Live, love. Oh, sorry, we've run out of wall.
Being M1 commissioner, it's too long. No, each to their own. If they're both getting... See, well, there you go. If they're getting a couple's lap dance, then they're both enjoying it, so crack on. Not hurting anyone.
I just don't understand if you're there and you're like, oh, this is great. Yeah, all right, I've got the horn. Oh, have you got the horn? Right, quickly, run home now while I've still got a hard on. Like, what? I just don't...
I mean, I'm sure you can put a hard on off till you get home. Is this... Hang on. Are you hinting
Absolutely not. No chance. Not in a million years.
Because my mum's here tonight. If you want, the kids can get babysat.
That's awful. No chance.
I'm not up for it.
No chance.
But what was I going to say is another thing about strip clubs, they are open after hours.
Yeah.
So a lot of people
apparently
go.
Apparently the food's all right. So I Googled a whole thing about it. So people go because it keeps the relationship, you know, whatever. It's better than going on your own. Mm. And apparently the food's all right.
Okay.
So there you go.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, listen. Whatever people want to do, they can do. As long as no one's getting hurt, and as long as everyone's consenting, then crack on.
So there'd be no point where you'd be like, oh, is he thinking that she's fitter than me?
Well, no, because I'm very aware that strippers don't fancy the people that they're giving lap dances to.
I think you'd find I'm a very successful famous comedian. They probably would.
No. They probably fucking hate you. If I was a stripper...
We're going tonight. If you don't think these strippers are going to... We're going tonight.
Why are you desperate for us to go? If I was a stripper, I would not fancy anyone who came in for a lap dance. Absolutely not. I'd be like, oh, here we go. Right, let's crack on.
Right.
Get me money. Get me moolah. Fuck off.
But how would you feel if someone came in a couple?
I'd probably find that a bit... I'd probably like that more.
Right.
I'd be like, okay, here we go. You two are here.
Because you're nice.
Igniting your relationship.
You anything,
yeah, you're not here. Just look at me. They're here for a bit of horn, bit of porn, like live porn or whatever. Right. And I can understand that more.
Okay.
I remember one of my exes went on a stag do.
Right. Here
and they went to a strip club.
Here comes the juicy stuff. Come on.
No, it's not juicy.
Come on.
They went to a strip club and he was telling... Because we were on a separate stag and hen do. So I was with the hen and he was with the stag. And they went to a strip club and he got a lap dance and I was like, what was it like? And he was like, honestly, fucking awful.
Yeah.
And he said that at the end, she kissed him on the cheek and it was, and he was like, and I've never felt more patronised in my life. Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef, 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 beef. Come on then. Ladies first, you said you didn't have one earlier on and now you've got one apparently. So
I do, because you just reminded us of something.
Great.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my arm's hurting.
You keep...
I've got a flu jab.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, I'm certain.
Got your flu jab.
Flu jab. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're bulletproof.
I am, honestly.
COVID jab, flu jab. Oh, bloody hell.
The amount of door handles I'm going to suck on this. Sorry. Right, carry on. It's because I've raised my arm in the air to see a beef in my arm.
Honestly, you were such a bullshitter, though, saying that, because we went to the Tesco cafe the other day. Oh, Chris was raging, obviously, but he actually enjoyed his fish finger sandwich in the end. You fucking stuck-up bastard. Chris was raging because the guy gave him a pot of tomato ketchup that had been sat around the back.
No, wasn't sat around the back. There was a full tray on full display of loads of little ramekins of ketchup fully open when they've got sealed sachets of ketchup anyway.
So listen, I didn't want to make... did you wear your mask?
Listen, I wanted to make a... Listen, I didn't want to make a scene, right? I went, so I was like, I'm not fucking having this. So I went, oh, there's a hair on that. Can I have a different ketchup? There wasn't a hair on it, but I just said I didn't want that ketchup. And she went, yeah, and she grabbed another ramekin from the open display of airborne ketchup. And I went, sorry, can I just have a sachet of, like, make your mind up? Like, what are we still being careful? Or are we just, I'm fine either way. I'm fine. If we're not being careful anymore, go for it. I'm fine with either. Mm-hmm. But don't hit it halfway. Don't have a sign outside your shop saying, well, maybe we should still wear the mask. Maybe let's be safe for everyone. Mm-hmm. And then have fucking communal ketchup that everyone can breathe on.
I get it.
Pick a fucking side.
No, I get it. We're living in halfway hell.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. It's doing me tits in. But
I mean,
anyway,
I was really worried though because we went out of the exit.
Yeah.
The wrong way.
Yeah, the one-way exit.
I went obviously,
the wrong
when
way.
I got outside, I thought, have I got a cough?
I thought I've definitely died.
I've got it. Oh, anyone else fucking sick?
Oh, fed up!
Anyway, right. My beef with you, Christopher, this week is... I mean, it's a nice thing, but it's a bit irritating. You keep trying to have sex with us just as I've got ready.
Wow.
And I'm talking... hair done, makeup done, perfume on, leaving the door in 15 minutes. It's not good time.
Well,
I know I look the best that I've looked
in
my life.
In 15 minutes, we can have sex loads of times.
Yes, I know, but you'd mess me makeup up and me hair.
Right. Don't be surprised that your husband finds you attractive when you've done yourself up and you look beautiful, right?
So there it is nice, but it's just bad timing. And then...
What? Rolling around in the house in pyjamas with bits of tuna on and no bra doesn't really float me boat. I'll be honest with you, right? Just so you know, I love you. You're beautiful. You're
me
soulmate.
But those are the most appropriate sex times.
Doesn't matter. Oh. I want you clean. I want your teeth brushed. I want you made an effort, right? None of this. You know, I've just had a garlic bread. Do you quickly fancy it before bed? No, I do not. Am I right, guys?
The effort I have to put in to this marriage. No, it's just not, honestly, it's not good time. It's not that I don't want to, it's just really bad timing. Because all I can think is, right, well, I'm just going to have to do my makeup again. And it'll never go as nice as it does the first time. So it's, sorry.
I can't believe it.
I'd rather look nicer for the other lads on when I go out.
I don't blame you. I can't believe I've got to defend myself for this on our podcast. Great. Honestly, Jesus.
Come on, what's your beef with me?
My beef with you is, it's happened again today.
Oh, shit.
It's been happening for ages.
Oh, don't.
We live in a fucking revolving sofa showroom, and I'm fully fed up with it, right? Guys, I know I've talked about lamps and sofas. You don't understand what it's like. She bought today, the doorbell rang, right? The doorbell rang and two blokes turned up and delivered two sofas. And I literally went, where are these going? There's no room for these sofas. I had to get these poor two fucking lads to help us move a sofa, a perfectly good sofa. You could see them looking, thinking, what the fuck? They moved that sofa to put one very similar to it in that place, may I add, and then moved two other chairs to put another sofa there. And then what do? You've got them two sofas exactly the same. They match in the room. There's another sofa, a big one along the back wall. You looked at that today and went, now that one doesn't match them. And then you know what'll happen? Oh. You'll get another one, and that'll come in, and you'll go, now them two don't match that one. And then you'll get another one, another two, and they'll not match that one. And it would just live in this world.
What do you call when the cards are going to drop?
House of cards.
House of cards.
It's fucking the Goldilocks of sofas.
I know.
But apart from trying another one that's already there, you just buy more.
I know.
Your mum's had about six sofas off her, and she's ran out of people to give them to. Mm. I need a storage unit.
Do you know what? I agree with you. I've got
it's
a problem.
It's ridiculous.
But you know what's ridiculous? What's more ridiculous?
What?
Right? I can buy sofas, right?
Right.
Fuck me. I cannot buy new underwear for love nor money.
Right.
I've got same bras I've had for 15 years, Chris.
And you barely wear them around the house.
And they're vile. And that, no, they are vile. To the point where my sister commented on how disgusting one of my bras was.
Wow.
And she actually used the words, you're doing quite well, this bra's awful.
Wow.
And I was like, that's offensive, but you're right. But I can buy a sofa, willy-nilly.
Could we maybe get the upholstery taken from the sofas and repurposed it in new bras for you? Would that... Oh, is that something people could do?
Now you're talking. Right. Imagine. But no. I just need to have a little switcheroo.
No, you just need to have a fucking moment of pausing before you click buy on sofa websites.
Can't do it.
Stop.
Yeah, can we just, in my defence, for these two that I've just bought, I got swatches for them.
Right.
And I thought they matched the sofa. Because the swatches are only about this big.
That's not...
They're tiny.
You can't... So your defence is, I tried to make the match, but they don't.
I did try and make the match.
That's not a defence. That's... You. Just stop buying. Honestly, it's getting fucking stupid now.
Okay.
Stop it.
All right.
There's no way to put them.
I know. I do know that. I do.
That sofa downstairs, that room downstairs, including them two chairs. If we're going to count them two chairs as one sofa, there's five sofas in that room.
There's five sofas in that room.
Some of them, they're behind
it's
each other.
It's a big
room. They're behind each other, like fucking seats on a train.
Right.
There's rows of sofas.
One is going to my mum's. I'm waiting for Miles to come pick it up.
Christ.
But now, annoyingly, the one that I've given to my mum matches the two new ones better.
No thought goes into it.
Do I let that down?
No thought goes into it. Honestly, the day you started earning money.
Okay, listen. I don't buy handbags. I don't buy shoes. I don't like expensive jewelry.
Rosie,
I like
least,
sofas.
Rosie, all them things are listed. At least I can put them in a fucking box in the loft.
Yeah.
I can't get the sofas anyway. You're buying the most cumbersome, gigantic things. Honestly,
it gives us pleasure.
Right, and also we've got a 6-year-old. We've got a 9-month-old. Tell everyone what colour them two sofas are that you just bought today.
Cream.
And what happens as soon as a bit of chocolate gets on one of them that you can't get off?
I'll give it away.
There we go.
The kids aren't allowed in there. Food or drink.
Great.
Angela's banned.
Oh, that's fun. That's very fun. So you bought two sofas for a room of too many sofas where you're not allowed to actually go in and use the fucking sofas. Kill me!
Babadoo, 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 ba.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
Public. Guys, as always, please continue to get in touch and send in your questions and your dilemmas and your stories and your embarrassing moments and everything you can to shagmyrinoid@gmail.com. We've still got absolutely loads of them to get through, but it's always nice to just know that we'll keep getting more. So thank you so much.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey. Firstly, keep the awesome content coming. Thank you very much. Me and my wife are big fans and coming to the live show and Chris's stand-up too.
Ooh, wonderful.
Jackie Jackpot, thank you very much.
Rosie, you've seen my stand-up?
I have seen your stand-up.
You saw it at Newcastle Arena on Saturday, didn't you?
It was very bloody good. Well
there
done.
There we go. Thanks, everyone.
It was great.
Thanks, me. That's all I wanted to hear. Can you do us a favour? Can you just pat me head?
Why?
I feel like I need a pat on the head.
No, I'm not.
Come on, man.
I'll not be doing that.
Pat me head?
Oh, for fuck's sake. There you are.
I did a good stand-up.
Wow. I'm just a really good liar.
That's not funny.
No, it was good.
You keep buying sofas. Well, keep buying sofas, eh?
Please keep me anonymous, as my friend will not be happy about this. I have a story that fits the MO of the podcast. Utterly outrageous and one that I still shake my head at to this day.
Come on. Come on.
You tutted yesterday at Robin and it was awful.
I tutted at Rafe. It was a joke. I was tutting at Rafe.
It was awful.
Okay.
It says here, my friend is genuinely a good bloke. However, back in his younger days, he was a bit of a player.
Player.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Okay.
Bitches. Whilst in a pretty solid relationship with a lovely girl, he used to see other girls behind her back.
Why, that's not a player, that's a cheat, but okay.
Yeah.
Not that I think, can I just say, not that I think it's bad anyone shagging about, as long as they're not breaking any hearts, as long as they're being careful.
Mm-hmm.
However, it is good that the playing field's a bit more level now.
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go.
One lady, unfortunately, gave him the news that she had possibly passed on an STI.
Present!
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, he'd had sex with his girlfriend, so there was also a chance she also had the clap.
What a lovely man.
Nice, isn't it? So, this is what I found quite funny.
Right.
So, to try and eliminate the disease, he cooked her a beautiful 3-course meal and attempted to put some antibiotics
Shut
in her
Shut the
food.
Fuck up. That's ridiculous. He's spiking it with fucking penicillin. Oh, that's so bad.
Surely antibiotics is like a weak course?
Yeah.
How much did you think you would get
I'll
in her?
I'll cook you dinner every night for 2 weeks.
Yeah, this'll just take the edge off the STI.
What a fucking snake.
Oh, horrible, isn't it?
Not so he didn't even come clean. No. He tried to get...
No. Fucking antibiotics.
It's so bad. Yeah. That is...
horrible, isn't it?
Fucking... dickhead. Oh, I hate him.
Do you think people are going to listen to this and take notes, though?
That's like, so bad. That would never have occurred to me. That's another level of creep.
Well, listen to this. It gets worse.
Right.
He works away. So a couple of weeks later, he invited a few of the lads down to his for a weekend of boozing. My friend was once again playing the field and copped off with a girl who left a few marks on him. Ugh.
Sorry?
He was, like, scratches or whatever. Or,
oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Like...
Rough sex.
Oh, I thought you meant like open sores or something. Okay. Mm,
no. He was due to travel back home and see his girlfriend the next day.
Right.
So to cover up the scratch marks, he used our mate, in brackets, who was hard as fuck, to kick the shit out of him so he could say that he had been beaten up in a fight.
But
break up with her, for the love of Christ.
Oh my God, let's set the girl free. First of all, right, couple of things here. Couple of things. One, dirty cheating cunt. Mm. Two... if I had cheated and a girl had put nail marks on me and I needed to say, right, I'm going to have to get beaten up, I don't think I'd choose me hardest mate.
What is
I'd
that?
Probably choose me least hard mate. Right. Like, what's he choose his hardest mate? I chose the hard mate. Can you kick the fuck out of me? No, choose the one who can barely throw a punch to give you a slap about.
But it's... But my thing... Why does your brain go to, right, you need to beat us up? Could you... It's like when people get tattoos and hide it from the map. Where a top? Where was the marks? I'm confused.
He's obviously like, well, I'm going home and I'm going to see her. So there must be one of them people who just blatantly have sex all the time. I don't know. So yeah, she must always be ready.
That's awful.
Is it weird that my brain went to... when you said to hide the marks, my brain immediately went to jump in front of a car, and I don't know why. And I think that's worse than
What are you talking about?
So I was like, oh, he jumped in front of a car. Not, he got his mate to beat him up. Before you said he got his mate to beat him up, my brain went to, oh, he got himself hit by a car.
So extreme.
I know. I thought he jumped in front of a car.
I'm sorry. Here's a little story that I've just been reminded of.
Right.
A lad I used to go to school with. When we were younger, must have been about 16, right? He was in the year above me, so I would have been younger, 14, 15. I remember he had sex with a girl, and she'd scratched all over his back.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it and being, honestly, horrified.
Yeah, yeah. Like, happened to one of my mates once.
Like, why? Because I obviously hadn't had sex then, and I didn't know much about it. You don't know anything about it, do you? At all at that age, really. You know what it is, but you don't know what. And then to that, I was like, I would never let someone do that to me. But it was just it was so extreme.
Mates, right? So listen to this, right?
It's so extreme.
It happened to one of my mates, and I still lived with my mum and dad at the time, and he came to mine the next day, and like all of them were just standing on the door, like a few of them knocked on my door, and we just stood like chatting. I'd gone out, drinking age, but just for some reason, I think one of the lads had to go somewhere. I think his car was on the drive, and we're just standing talking at my front door, and it was like one of them was like, "Oh, look at this man," and like lift his back up, and it honestly looked like. It looked like he ran away from the police through some bushes. Oh. Like, he was that, like, his back was just torn to ribbons.
Yeah.
And I remember, I knew my mum was in the house as well. It was like a Sunday morning. And I leant on the doorbell on purpose. I leant on my doorbell and I was like, show's your back again. And he turned around and my mum opened the door and saw it. I was laughing my fucking head
off. That's all, Christopher. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, I love yous too.
That's nice.
This is a little bit of a Rosie's Mysteries, actually.
Okay.
But obviously we can't do the theme tune anymore because people are bellend. Right. So we'll just do the mysteries. Just a quick one. My sister just rang me. She was walking home and it's windy as duck in Gateshead at the moment.
Fantastic.
Whilst on the phone, something hit her in the face. Something that stuck. What was it in the lovely land of Gateshead that hit her in the face that day?
I'll tell you mysteries, I know exactly what it is and I'll tell you.
Why? How?
It was a sanitary pad.
It was not a sanitary pad.
Really? It wasn't?
It wasn't a sanitary pad.
See, because, right,
what
I just remember...
What made you
say that? I remember I used to walk out of my mum and dad's estate when I was walking to school when I was a kid, and there was a lamppost that we used to walk past, and for about a month, there was a sanitary pad stuck on it. About a month, someone had just either slapped it on or the wind had blown it on and it was stuck there, and then no one took it off for like a month.
Oh, God, it's crazy. That's gross.
And I remember I remember going, who glued that? And someone went, oh, no, they've got sticky things on them. And I went, all right.
Oh, yeah. So it was stuck. That really
someone had just stuck
it on. Well and good.
Bloody well. Wind, rain and shine, it was there, Rosie.
Yeah.
Okay, then, so something just blew in her face while she was walking through the city centre, while she was on her phone. It blew and it hit her. I mean, I'm thinking about the we've all seen that viral clip of the guy getting interviewed outside the Houses of Parliament and the Greggs bag hits him in the face.
That was very funny.
Fucking
one of the Greggs loved that.
I almost couldn't finish the sentence if I laughed. Something blew that condom? Condom wrapper.
A used condom.
Shut the
condom. Yep.
How windy is it to be lifting that in the air? It's stuck.
There's a would you rather here.
Can I just say, if I was walking down the street and someone was walking along on their phone and a used condom hit them in the face and stuck there, I would die. I would laugh so much.
I would.
It wouldn't even be one of them things where, you know, when someone falls over and you go, oh, God, are you okay? And then you walk a bit further and you go, I would scream.
Have you ever been hit with a plastic bag in your face?
I've got one on my foot before and I couldn't get it off and everyone was laughing.
One's got in my face before. It's actually quite terrifying. For a split second, you're like, I'm dying. I'm fucking dying. Like, honestly. It is.
They've got us. The mob. The mob have got us. Yeah. And the movies are, they put a bag over
yeah.
there.
Yeah. It's horrible. Then you have to like peel it off.
Rosie Ramsey sleeps with the fishes.
It's not nice. It's not nice. Would you like the would you rather?
Yeah.
Would you rather be hit in the face by a cold used condom that's collected other crap on the street, or a lovely warm one? Fresh from the dick.
Oh, God.
Literally just...
Okay.
Out the window. Or...
Whose dick?
Oh. Ooh.
Can I pick whose dick it is, or is it going to be something awful?
Whose dick? Do you want it to be a famous dick, or just a...
I'd probably rather it was a famous dick.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's... Right, a famous dick. Let me think. I can't think of one.
Can't think of a famous dick.
Idris Elba. I'm picking warm.
Yeah, just because it's Idris Elba. Yeah,
well,
do you know what it is, right? Do you know what it is? I'm going on record here. I'd let Idris Elba throw his used condom in my face, I think. He's that fit.
I mean, I'd hope I'd get pregnant.
this is the worst thing we've ever said. Guys, we're joking. I would... Genuinely, not knowing whose dick it is doesn't really matter. That's a really good would you rather. Would you rather have a used condom that's run around the floor?
It's got like hair on and bits of stuff and that. It's
grit,
probably got a tab end.
Bits of grit. Yeah, fag ends. Yeah. It's rolled around the floor and stuff.
Or just fresh.
Or a fresh one that's just hit us and you go, that's still warm.
Mm.
Oh.
It's got to be Fowey, man.
I think the cold one.
What?
I
don't know.
I feel like the warm one's worse. I feel like Yeah, well, I'd be like, oh, is that? So is someone basically thrown out of a window? Is that what's happening?
That's what's happening, right.
And it came through a window and it slapped him.
There's 5 minutes. It's a really windy day.
Right.
Right? There's 5 minutes in between.
Right.
So it's really windy. 5 minutes.
Tied in a knot? Or am I going to get, is it going to hit us?
There's no time to tie. It's just.
So it's going to like run down the top and that and everything.
Straight off and out.
Right. The cold one then, because hopefully there's time for all of the stuff to come out of it, and hopefully the blown around has blew some juices off it and stuff.
Okay.
I feel sick.
This is awful, isn't it?
I feel sick. Big shout out to Idris Elba for. And you know what it is? He's a legend. I know he ties them bad lads up and puts them in the bin. I know he does because he's a legend.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably does.
Just Idris, if you're listening, email in and tell us.
Gosh, Idris, I hope to God you are not listening.
Did I hit him?
Have you?
Yeah. It was the NME Awards.
I was just I was genuinely only trying to think of a lush celebrity.
He's the luscious man on this. Well, the sexiest man in the world.
He
yeah.
Is. because if I'd have said to you, in character, the dad off Shameless, hot or cold.
Right,
there you go.
That's very dangerous because there's thousands of pounds worth of recording equipment in front of us, and you said that when I took a drink of water and I nearly spat all over my laptop, and that would have been the end of this episode.
But that's different, hot or cold, right? The dad in character, so not, I don't know his name in real life, I'm so sorry,
right.
But he's a great actor.
Yeah.
So the dad in character from Shameless, hot or cold?
Cold. I'm always going to go with cold. I need time for things to die. Yes, there'd be more like dirt off the street and that on, but you know, there's not going to be like
horrendous. Just to let you all know, we've been long-listed for a National Comedy Award.
What a great moment to tell everyone that. Guys.
You want to vote for us?
Talking about having a warm or a
National Comedy Award.
Talking about having a warm or a cold condom thrown in your face. It just screams awards to me. It screams awards. Yeah, you can vote at just Google National Comedy Awards 2021.
I'd be meant to win that.
Long-listed, yeah. Yeah, it'll be lovely to even be shortlisted on the night just to get a little mention. Would be lovely. So if you can vote on there, that'll be lovely.
We can't go to the actual award ceremony.
No, we're in
which
Birmingham.
Is
we're in Birmingham on the Shag Marinoid tour. Tickets still available. So
Birmingham.
There you go.
Can't wait. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. After listening to episodes 136 and 137 and the backlog of nail-related cues from the pews, I felt compelled to write in and share the odd and most definitely gross arrangement me and my partner have.
Oh no!
Please keep us anonymous. Oh. We'll know it's us if you read it out. Trust me.
Oh.
They will, because there's not a lot of people doing this, I don't think.
Right.
Okay, so my first admission that I know will make you both hate me is that I love to pop spots, either mine or someone else's.
You're very wrong. That doesn't make us hate you at all.
No, I love it. I actually follow a pop spotting account on Instagram. And every time...
Pop spotting.
What did I say?
Pop spotting.
Oh, it's spot popping?
Yeah.
Every time it comes up, a little bit of anxiety leaves my body.
I get very excited when I realise I've got a blackhead. I had one the other day, and I was away on tour, and I squeezed it, and I said, Rosie's going to be very angry that I didn't let her do that.
No, I don't like squeezing other people's. I like watching.
Okay, then. Well, there we go. Well, now I know I can just
I'd be like one of them creepy people in Squid Game, just watching.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to kill them.
With your mask on.
I'd just watch.
Yeah. Betting extortionate amounts of money on whether it would hit the mirror or not.
Exactly. My boyfriend tends to get breakouts often enough, so I always have pimples to pick at, and I love it.
Bless him, first of all. Bless him.
Well, however, it hurts my boyfriend's face when I do this.
On his face. Come on, man.
So, we have this arrangement to make things more fair, right? For some context, my boyfriend does martial arts and is very flexible. He also, like myself, loves to bite his fingernails. Due to his flexibility, he can also bite his toenails.
Oh, no.
He does it all the time when we're just relaxing, watching stuff together, and it's so odd to watch. However...
I do hate them now. Can I just put that in?
That's fine. I hate him for doing that.
I hate her for allowing that to happen. And I hate him even more for the fact that I could go, that's disgusting, and then he could just do some ninja stuff on us and beat the fuck out of us.
Well, yeah.
I hate him so much.
Watching, this is relationships, though, isn't it? Yeah. They're just watching telly and he's just biting his toenails.
Like a dog on the rug licking its bollocks.
Yeah. So, however... Unfortunately, I've just added unfortunately. Because of how often he does this, he rarely has long enough nails to bite.
Oh, no.
Either finger or toe.
No.
In order to make things fair and to get him to keep letting me pop his spots, I let him bite my toenails.
Dirty, horrible pigs.
When his aren't long enough.
Dirty, horrible pigs. Pigs. You disgusting, horrible, dirty, filthy pigs.
This Chris, he sometimes pinches my toes or pulls too much nail and makes my toes bleed.
You couple of horrors. You're horrors and I'm shaking.
But it's all worth it to be able to pop those juicy spots.
Oh, man. You absolute disgust. Oh.
But do you think they're happy? They seem to love each other.
Oh, God, yeah, but that doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right.
It's not. You know, I'm normally quite... That's awful, that, like...
And he's picking... He's biting his own toenails to the point of where there's no toenails to bite.
That's fair enough. Bite your own.
No, it's bite not your own toenails, skin.
No,
man.
I know, but just do that. Do what you want to watch. Do what you want. But don't... But it's, you know what, for me, it's dirty for me. Well, I'll let you do that so I can pop your spots.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like an arrangement.
I bet you when he goes to sleep, I bet he nips down to the fridge and gets a big handful of butter and rubs it on his face while he's asleep to try and get more spots.
Swapping his face wash.
For
grease.
Watering down his Clearasil. you fucking enabler. he's giving her vitamin D and calcium tablets. He's spiking her with them in a lasagna. Let's get them bones and get them teeth and hair grow nice and bit of calcium. Bit of calcium for you. Bit of milk thistle.
Do you want a bowl of cereal before bed?
This isn't Cheerios, this is loads of tablets. Just eat them.
Brilliant. Babadoo 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 ba. Hi Chris and Rosie. I had to get in touch immediately. I'm sat listening to episode 140 and you've just discussed the lady who has never eaten a Big Mac. Criminal, if you ask me. Anyways, what shocked me more was when you said, more fool you.
Right.
I'm 32 years old and have spent the whole of my life saying, more for you. Am I wrong?
Yes.
Or are you wrong? I'm shocked and somewhat embarrassed. So it's more fool you, but she's been going, more for you.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. I know it doesn't.
It's also bigger fool you or more fool you. I say bigger fool you.
I say more fool you. More fool you.
Right.
Not more for you.
Right.
And she said here, I'm a primary school teacher from Solihull.
Brilliant.
And so this is just another reason.
Couple of generations of kids who don't know how to say phrases because thanks to you, missus.
This is another reason why I absolutely should not be a teacher. Another embarrassing one is when I used to say nip it in the butt instead of nip it in the bud.
God Lord. It's the confidence of never checking.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that. For the first few episodes of the podcast, I used to, when I was doing my sponsor, I wasn't 100% sure that the phrase was out.
Further ado or further ado.
Without further ado. I wasn't 100% sure that the phrase wasn't without further ado. So I used to say it really quickly and then I thought, I better check this. So I checked it.
And what is it?
without further ado is the phrase. But it's the way people just barrel on with the confidence.
I'm so bad with phrases, though.
You're terrible.
I can't I can't even judge this person because I am terrible.
Yeah, you're the worst.
Terrible.
You're the worst at phrases. You should probably never do that show on the telly where you've got to do the phrases for the telly that I did and I won. Imagine if you did that. What that would be like. Oh, that would be funny.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, guys. I've worked for Wagamamas for 11 years and just wanted to let you know that your tour manager is not alone in attempting to eat the entire edamame pod.
Got you.
It's one of the most awkward things you have to explain to someone if they complain that they're undercooked, as usually you're 99% sure that that's what they're doing and don't want to sound patronising. I also have a story
I've got an update on that, by the way.
All right, yeah.
So I said to him the other day, because obviously he said his friend, first of all, his friend listens to the podcast regularly, right? His friend who I've met before at a gig, who also is like he's in the touring kind of industry.
Okay.
He said that he'd listen to it and he was basically phoned Paul and said, you're an idiot. Took the piss out of him. And then he said his other friend was the same and she said, what's the point in them? The first time she ate them, she ate the husk of it as well. And she was like, what's the point though? Because they put loads of salt and seasoning on the husk and then you don't even eat that anyway. I went, yeah, but you put it in your mouth to get the beans
out. Them out.
And he went, do you? And I went, what were you doing? He went, I was just squeezing them into me hand. It's like fucking toothpaste.
Imagine if you just got a bowl full of the actual edamame beans. It would be like a quarter full. It would be shit. Worst.
But also, sorry, just to say as well, his friend who listens got him with a really good one the other day. He told Paul came in my room, in my dressing room, and he was like, yeah, he went, my friend's just really got it. He was like, I'm all flustered. So his friend texted him and said, oh, you got a mention on the podcast this week from Chris and Rosie. And he went, did I? What was the mention? And his mate had said to him that me and you said on the podcast that he's got no boundary. He doesn't know anything about personal boundaries in the van and he's really, really rude and stuff.
Oh, no.
And he was gutted until his mate said he was joking.
That's cruel.
Yeah, he got me.
Very funny, but cruel.
His little glasses were steamed up and that when he said it.
Bless his heart. I love Paul and I have a bad word said against him.
Best guy ever.
It says here, I also have a story that tops it. Once I took my family to Wagamama's for a meal. There were quite a lot of us. I wasn't paying too much attention to what everyone was eating. My grandma said that those beans are awfully chewy. Excuse the Scots.
They're awfully chewy.
In a Scottish accent, how do you say that?
Those beans are awfully chewy.
Awfully chewy.
So she means they're very chewy. Yeah.
And I assumed she was eating the whole pod. So I told her she's just meant to eat the beans in the middle. To which she replied, what beans? Turns out she was eating the empty pods that everyone else had been putting in the discarded bowl. This was hilarious, but not entirely surprising. Just one of those classic grandma stories, as she's always doing and saying ridiculous things. God
Fantastic.
Love her. It's even worse. She's eating slavery old husks.
Yeah, that's bad. That's,
poor love. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. You've been listening to Shag Maradinoid with me. Ooh, this is...
You didn't like that, did you?
This is the beginning. I don't know. We're part of the Acast Great Network.
And so professional with it. Guys, as always, thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch, it is shagmaradinoid@gmail.com. If you want to come and see us live on tour in one of the multiple arenas we are doing all around the country, we'd love to have you there. Shagmaradinoid.com. All of the dates are on there and we will see you very soon. We'll be back in I'm dying. We'll be back in your ears next week.
Bye.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.